star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, Kevin Keats. Good morning, Coach Keats.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about what was another great week for your team on the road, give you the opportunity, as we have with all the coaches this morning, to speak on behalf of some of your players who you feel are deserving of some all-conference recognition.
Sure. Well, when you look at our team, you know, I think we've got four guys that I think should be considered. You know, obviously, to want to talk about the seniors first, and Denzel Ingram leading the league in assists, almost six a game, and he's kind of been our floor general and been a big reason that we've been successful this year. And then the next guy is Chris Fleming, who is preseason, player of the year, who's had a good, really good year for us, averaging about 16, 17 points a game, but has sacrificed a little of his scoring because the emergence of our sophomores, but has been playing well as of late, has done a lot for our team. You know, we play him in a lot of different positions. Sophomores, C.J. Bryce, who is actually leading our team in scoring, who has made a big jump from his sophomore year, right around 17 points a game, and one of the leading assist guys on our team. And then last but not least, I would say Devontae Kaycock, who has had 10 double-doubles on the year and leading the nation in field goal percentage at right around 79%. So I think those four guys, obviously should be considered for some team.
All right, thanks very much for that. Let's take a look back. As I said, a very successful week. You guys go on the road and win a couple of close road games, 66-65 in Northeastern, 83-76 at Hofstra. And talk about how your team played and how important it might have been for you guys to regain some momentum here coming into the final week of the regular season.
Well, they were two challenging games for us, two games that I thought we were able to finish down the stretch. When you look at the Northeastern game, I thought we did a really good job in the first half, sharing the basketball, had a lot of player and ball movement, and made some shots and went into halftime up 20, and give those guys credit. I thought they did a really good job in the second half of limiting our touches and making us take some tough shots, and that game obviously came down to the wire, and we ended up winning the game by one. I thought Denzel Ingram was the key in it. Did a good job of stepping up to the line, even though he didn't shoot the ball well, and making four free throws that kind of sealed the game for us. And then, obviously, less than 48 hours later, we play against Hofstra, and, Joe's done a great job with his team. That team is obviously a really good basketball team and capable of beating anybody. And same thing with us. We had they played a little mixture of zone and man-to-man, and we really shot the ball well, and then obviously made some adjustments and was able to pull it out at the end. But two tough road games, going up there and playing those guys. Obviously both coaches do a great job, and we're very fortunate to get out there with a couple wins.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Alex, how are you?
Good, man. I wanted to ask you about, Thursday's game. Given the amount of time that has lapsed between the first time you guys met Towson, what have you seen from them, and how different are they from when you guys met them the first time?
Well, it's obviously we played them on December 31st, which seems like an eternity in basketball. But, I mean, nothing has changed as far as who they are. I mean, as we know, Pat does a tremendous job. I think everybody in the conference will tell you that his teams play extremely hard. The difference in their team from when they were playing is Marcel is starting to play really good basketball. When you look at him early in the year, just like so many guys in our league, he may struggle early. But, I mean, he is obviously player of the week this past week. He's playing really, really good basketball. You add him to Moto and the rest of the guys who are doing a great job, and they're a very, very good basketball team. Probably the hottest team in our league when you talk about winning 11 out of 12 games, and the best rebounding team in our league by far.
Man, how big of a challenge is that when you're facing a hot team like that with so much on the line with this game in terms of the conference standings? Just how big of a challenge is that for your guys?
Well, it's a huge challenge. It would be a huge challenge if we were playing them the eighth game of the year or the position that we're in. I mean, this is a really good basketball team that we have a lot of respect for, and it'll be a tough game for us.
Thank you, sir.
And your next question is from the line of Jerry Beach with Defiantly Dutch.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm doing something on the spate of big comebacks in the league the last 2 years. There's been 29 league games in which the winning team has trailed by at least 10. And I wondered if you had a theory as to why it seems like no lead is safe the last couple of years.
Yeah, Jerry, I don't know if my theory is right, but I will tell you this. I think it's, if you ask me, I think it's four reasons why, lead changes or, people blow big leads. I would say the number one reason is the rule change and how they call the game. It's a lot different than 2 years ago when you got a big lead. You can be a little bit physical with somebody and get away with some of the calls, but it's a little different. So that being said, I think one of the things that helps you come back is being able to get to the free throw line now. Obviously, when the clock stops, you're shooting free throws and, obviously being able to chip away with the lead. The next thing is I don't think any lead is safe. And especially in this league with the guys that we got in this league, that's with their ability to shoot from behind the arc. So the three-point line, you're always in it. And then I think just the natural tendencies of, young players or players in the league is when you get up big, and I think every coach will say this, everybody wants them to stay focused and finish the game, but your natural tendencies are a reason why you kind of let up. And I think the other team's a little motivated to try to come back and win the game. And we got good players and good coaches in this league, and I don't think any team's going to lay down. And so, obviously, they'll get back into the game that way.
Mm-hmm. You guys are the only team this year to not be on either side of a 10-point comeback. And obviously, you had big leads against Northeastern and Hofstra last weekend. What is it about you guys that's kind of allowed you to hang on in those games and not fall behind late and not fully squander a large lead?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, when you look at the Northeastern game, we were up 20, and we were fortunate to win it. I don't know that we're any different than anybody else. I would say, Jerry, probably we've had a little bit of luck where we were able to finish the game. And the good thing about it is, we haven't been behind big and haven't had to come back. But I don't think it's anything different that we're doing. I just think that we're fortunate enough to get out on the winning side of those.
And lastly, do you find yourself approaching things differently, coaching differently, now as a head coach, than maybe you would have looked at things as an assistant, three, four, 5 years ago when you have a big lead or when you're down big?
No, Jerry, it's a, when I was at Louisville, we had probably one of the biggest comebacks you can imagine, and that was against Syracuse, and we were down and out, and so I've been on both sides of it. I've seen it a little bit. I've had big leads and we've blown them, but I don't think it's any different. I just think that you got to try to stay the course, and no matter how much you tell guys when you got a big lead, you go into halftime, you try to be so positive and you want to talk to them about doing the same things they did to keep the lead, but obviously it doesn't happen because kids or come out and try to, shoot the ball and, what we call a knockout punch. And then, when you're down, you're going into halftime and you're screaming because obviously they're not doing a great job of defending. And, your kids come out a little bit motivated. And it depends on the flow of the game. If those first, 4 or 5 minutes in the second half is going well, then you got a chance. And I think the other team who's got the lead usually gets back on their heels. But I don't do anything different than, when I was an assistant or a head coach. And, we just try to stay the course and you try to stick with what's working for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, Kevin, thanks as always for the time today. And look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.